We're going to return now to a discussion of how an inability to make a decision in Congress can have concrete, straight-up consequences for American consumers. And we're going to talk about the FAA budget. The funding extension bill for the FAA was not passed, and furloughs began over the weekend. But it's more than just the unemployment of some Federal Aviation Administration employees. Joining us is Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. This FAA situation is affecting the way in which American flyers and visitors to airports are able to travel. How?
Yes. Well, I don't think consumers are really going to notice that much initially. But what it's doing is basically putting a stop work order effectively on dozens, if not hundreds, of projects around the country. And they can range from anything to putting in new runway lights, which I think we'd all agree are a good thing, to major projects to improve air traffic control and basically bring it into the, you know, the new century. So, you know, it's a wide range of projects, but they're all essential to basically having a, you know, efficient and safe, you know, aviation system in the United States.
One thing that particularly intrigues me, Barbara Peterson, is that on your airline ticket, there is a place for the FAA tax that the FAA is supposed to collect. The shutdown of the FAA because of this inability to reach a decision in Washington means the FAA actually doesn't have the personnel to collect this tax. So are the airlines passing along this unanticipated savings to consumers?
No, they are not, right, for the most part, which shouldn't really come as much of a surprise. I mean, in effect, it's money sitting there on the table, and their businesses, and they want to raise revenue any way they can. I mean, we've seen some of the creative ways they've come up with in the last few years. So I think it would be very surprising if they would just sit there and say, oh, okay, we don't care about that money. In fact, this year they aren't exactly raking in huge profits. They've had a big spike in oil prices. So that's their rationale. But a few airlines have use this as a good opportunity to play the good guy, including one, I think what we might think is kind of a surprising airline, which is Spirit Airlines, based in Florida. They've taken some heat in the past for things like fees for carry-on bags and other things that they do that no one else does. So they've kind of had a reputation as a maverick. And they have decided that they will give back the taxes that in effect, you know, they don't have to pay the government. Now, this could all end in a few days, as we know, and I think a lot of people are wondering, like, you know, what is going on here? Why don't they wake up and just pass a clean extension and just get this over
with?
Hey,
Barbara, stick to aviation. You don't want to go there. Yeah, you don't want to psychologically analyze Congress. Is it true that airlines can actually, you know, not pay these taxes, or are they on the hook and have to put money in escrow in some way?
Well, no. There is a precedent for this. This happened back in the late 1990s, and they did, in effect, do that because it lasted for something like 6 months, and they finally did give the money back. But no, they don't. Technically, right now, the taxes just aren't in effect.
Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler, helping us to understand the implications of Congress not extending the funding for the Federal Aviation Administration, resulting in layoffs, uncollected taxes, and the shutdown of projects at airports around the country. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.